Welcome to today's Living Word for April 30th, 2024. I'm TJ Gentry. Please join with me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We're making our way through John's Gospel. Today we're going to finish up chapter 2, looking only at three verses. Chapter 2, verses 23, 24, and 25. Though this is a short passage, it is a bridging passage, which is to say, the last verses we see in John's Gospel, chapter 2, bring us into two very important encounters that Jesus has. First, in John chapter 3, we're going to see him with Nicodemus. And, of course, John 3:16 is going to come in that context. And then in John chapter 4, we're going to see him with the woman at the well in Samaria, the Samaritan woman. In both of those instances, he addresses the deeper issues of faith. He really addresses the heart, both with Nicodemus and the Samaritan woman. So what this passage does, verses 23, 24, and 25 of chapter 2, is it bridges to that deeper discussion, which is why, without that in mind, on the surface, it might seem like this passage is a little out of place or maybe even a little harsh when it says what it says about how the Lord viewed those believing in him in Jerusalem. But you'll see he's getting to the heart of the matter. And so when we look at these verses, and we're going to come back and discuss them after I read them, I want us to think about them in terms of deep faith. What does deep faith look like? So let's hear the text first. This is John chapter 2, starting in verse 23. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, during the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them, because he knew all men, and had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. And thus far the reading of God's word. So what's happening here? Well, Jesus is in Jerusalem. He's at the Passover feast. He's doing many signs, which is another way of saying he's doing many miracles. He's no doubt healing people and possibly casting out demons and all those things that we read in greater detail about in the other Gospels. And because he's doing those things, people, they believe in his name because of the miracles. Now, when the text tells us that they believe in his name, it isn't the same thing as the kind of faith that we would call saving faith. It means that they believe he's a great healer. They believe he can do amazing things. They believe that he can do amazing things for them. That in itself is not pleasing to Jesus. That's why it says he doesn't commit himself to them. And what that means is, you see me, this is as if Jesus were saying it to the crowd, you see me as just a great healer, but you don't recognize yet who I really am. And so your relationship is with my actions. Your relationship is not in a saving place with me. What he's pointing at, and this is why chapters 3 and 4 are so important, we have to have a deeper faith that sees beyond what is happening in the physical and sees beyond what God can provide to who God is. We're saved by trusting in Christ, a personal relationship with him. So let's think about these verses in terms of this idea of what deep faith looks like. In verse 23, that's when we hear the description of the miracles and how many are believing in his name. Deep faith looks at that, looks at those miracles, and it says, Jesus is more than his miracles. And we need to remember that. Jesus is more than his miracles. His miracles do bring great things in people's lives, and they do testify to who he is. But if we only seek the miracle and not the one doing the miracle, well, we're missing the true relationship that saves us. A person who has a deep faith understands that Jesus is more than his miracles. And that's why that person, when they ask for a miracle and it doesn't come, they don't give up on Jesus, because they understand he's more than his miracles and he has his reasons. We have to understand that to cultivate this kind of deep faith that Jesus is going to call Nicodemus to, that Jesus is going to call the woman at the well in Samaria to, in order to have that kind of deep faith, we have to know Jesus is more than his miracles. Verse 24, that's where we get this kind of difficult passage. It says Jesus didn't commit himself to them because he knew all men. You might think, well, I thought God wanted a relationship with everyone. He does. But he wants the relationship to be based on what's real and true and not just a moment and a miracle. I mean, people who were healed by Jesus would later die. Right? That's something we want to remember. The point here is that when the Bible tells us that Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men, he is seeing that these people are only seeing his miracles. They're not yet able to see him for who he is. And that's where we learn a lesson about deep faith. Deep faith is understanding that Jesus knows whether we trust him or only what he can do for us. If we understand he's more than his miracles, we will trust him, and it won't just be about what he can do for us. Shallow faith sees the miracles and wants to only trust what he can do for us. We have to go all in with Jesus. He's more than his miracles, and he knows whether we trust him or only what he can do for us. The reason he didn't commit himself to these people yet is because he knew that they were not trusting him. They were trusting that this is a great healer. And he is a great healer, but he's so much more. So deep faith, we have to remember to have it. We have to know that Jesus knows whether we trust him or only what he can do for us. And then finally, at the end of this passage, verse 25, where John tells us that Jesus didn't need anyone to testify of him, of man, for he knew what was in man. That's a way of saying that God knows our heart. And that also is, by implication, an invitation. Jesus seeks our heart above all else. If he never met a single physical need, would we still give him our heart? He's worthy of our heart. He does not owe us any single physical miracle. Praise God that he does them. He did them then and he does them now. But when it comes down to it, Jesus is not looking for people who have no heart commitment to him. They are simply there to get the miracle. He's looking for a heart above all else. That's what deep faith gives him, is a heart above all else. So again, three short verses, one very short passage, it's a bridging passage, gets us to John 3 and John 4, and here we see what really is going on with deep faith. Deep faith understands that Jesus is more than his miracles. Deep faith understands that Jesus knows whether we trust him or only what he can do for us. And deep faith understands that above all else, Jesus seeks our heart. Amen.